Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Wilms. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you: you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his prophets of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. We are in the midst of the Christmas season, as well as just going through the new year. One thing that comes to me during the new year sometimes is the word shame. I'm mindful of the things in the past year that I have not done well, or ways in which I have not taken care of myself, or maybe sins that I still struggle under. But our text today maybe is mindful of another type of shame. A shame that comes not from the things that we've failed at or the things that we've done wrong, but the shame that comes as we follow God. I know it's a very simple little verse there in verse 5, where it talks about Joseph is registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. There's a fair amount of shame in that verse. It's maybe more highlighted in Matthew, but Mary and Joseph face outward shame as they righteously follow the promise God has for them. They are not married, they are betrothed, and they have a child. Where does this come from? What's going on? Everyone seems to know around them, and as they head south to Bethlehem, this shame is kind of brought back out into the open all over again, with more extended family, people that are further from where they live, now also seeing what is exactly in front of them. And so they are righteously following the promise that God has given them, and yet there is outward shame. I don't know about you, but I think sometimes we have similar things. We follow our Lord Jesus Christ, and we live in a world around us where sometimes it is difficult to be bold and proclaim the hope that we have. The devil wants us to take the thing that is indeed not our shame, but our glory, our great gift, and to make it something we're ashamed of, or to feel that shame. In the text for today, we see that Mary and Joseph, yes, they are betrothed and they are with child, but the baby is born and everything seems to change. It first changes in the world outside of them as angels appear to the shepherds out in the field and they proclaim not shame, but glory, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. They make great haste to go and visit with Mary and Joseph. They find a baby lying in the manger. They are in awe. And Mary treasures these things up as she hears what God has said. That indeed her situation that was promised is not one of shame, but indeed one that God glories in and now shepherds glory in. And those shepherds leave glorifying God for all that they heard and seen, as it had been told them. They walk forward knowing that Christ is theirs. Indeed, Christ has come, and because Christ has come, we don't live in shame. This thing that we have in Christ is not our shame. The devil tries to make us think that, but indeed it is our glory. Why is it our glory? Well, it's because it's the glory of God. Christ's glory is given to us. It is our greatest joy. We are not in shame about our relationship with Jesus, for he has redeemed us and forgiven us and granted us newness of life. Let us pray. Most glorious Trinity, in your mercy, we commit to you this day our bodies and souls, all our ways and goings, all our deeds and our purposes. They are to your glory. We pray you so open our hearts and our mouths that we may praise your name, which above all names alone is holy. And since you have created for us the praise of your holy name, grant that our lives may be for your honor and that we may serve you in love and fear. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign one God, now and forever.